After last week's comprehensive victory against Cholton CMO, Newdigate entertained a determined Whiteley Village who made 203 in spite of Alan Cooper's 5-for-26 and fine catches by Tom Collard and Richard Colcutt, plus a blinder from Mike Delaford in the slips. No one bettered Richard Colcutt's 30, as in reply Newdigate slumped to 134 all out. The second 11 lost to league leaders London Gymkhana by 8 wickets, and Newdigate's first 11 now find themselves just one position above the relegation teams. The twos could still gain promotion. On Sunday, Newdigate entertained Cold Harbour in a T20. Cold Harbour 193 for 4, Darren Jordan 102, and Newdigate 142 for 5. And Newdigate under-11s need to win their remaining games to win the league. Merstham made it 5 wins out of 6 away to Old Paulines, that's in Surrey Championship Division 5. The hosts posted 240 for 4, with Humayun Nazir taking all 4 for 60. And after 45 for Merstham's first wicket from Jason Kite and Andy Rivers, the Magic's chase was taken up by George Neal, 58, and Ben Baker. At the second drinks break, 120 plus were needed from the remaining 17 overs, but after Neal's dismissal, Noman Javed made 36 not out, and Ben Baker was 83 not out when his 6 over deep mid-wicket secured the win with nearly 5 overs to spare and Merstham on 241 for 3. Merstham 2s slipped into the relegation zone in Surrey Championship's second 11 Division 4 with a narrow defeat at home to Ripley. Jason Druitt, Mohsin Ali and Richard Feast made 30s before the Magics declared on 188 for 9. Ripley scraped home 9 down in the tightest of finishes. They reached their target for a 1-wicket win in the 45th over. Merstham 3s were all out for 53, but at least they captured 4 Wallington wickets in defeat. And Merstham 4s turned the tables on Dorking for an early season defeat with a 9-wicket win. New recruit Mohammed Imran took 5-for-10 from 8 overs as the visitors totaled 107, and Dilhan Jayamana made a patient 49 not out and Will Pryor 51 not out to ensure the win. In the Sussex Premiership, East Grinstead fall to fourth, having been put on the back foot by leaders Roffey, who piled up 299 for 4 declared, with Ben Manenti 113. Brad Hatchett took all 4 wickets for 87. East Grinstead secured the draw with 203 for 5, Daryl Rebbitts 78, Ollie Graham 54 not out. Roffey 12 points, Grinstead 8, and Roffey stay top. Elsewhere in Sussex, Ifield were all out 67 and lost by 9 wickets to Brighton and Hove, who go second. In Sussex Division 2, Three Bridges failed to take the final wicket and were frustrated by St James Montefiore's 149 for 9 in reply to Bridges 209. Mayfield leapfrog Bridges to go top. In Division 3 East, Crawley Eagles knocked Burgess Hill off the top, winning a low-scoring game at St John's by 2 wickets. Burgess Hill 134, Eagles 136 for 8. Eagles in third now, only 9 points off Hill. In West Division 4, Crawley enjoyed a welcome 9 wickets win after bowling out Pagham 2s for 188. Fazlan Nizamdeen 38, Faisal Rayman 74 not out, and Jankan Adams 65 not out saw Crawley home at 192 for 1. Raggett Priory stay top of the Surrey Premiership but had to make do with a draw after Sunbury piled up 300 for 7 declared, Michael Munday 4 for 94. Andy Delmont carried his bat for 66 not out, but no one stayed long with him in a total of 175 for 6. Outward first 11 emphasised their lead in KCVL Division 2 with a big win at Shoreham, Kent. Outward 3-4-6 for 8 in their 40 overs. Ashley Middleton 1-2-6, Will Blees 74, and Shoreham 1-5-4 all out, Matt Norman 3-4-22. Outward 2s were at home to Bidborough 4s, who made 1-5-3, Nat Hiscox 3-for-30. Outward fielded 8 under 20s against a side also pushing for promotion and are now up to second in KCVL Division 7 after making 1-5-6 for 2, Mike Cleaver 68 not out for an 8 wickets win inside 31 overs. If you'd like your club results, reports and news on Suzy 103.4 on a Wednesday afternoon, email me, david.j, spelt J-A-Y at suzyradio.com.